Spencer Hall joining us in the zone from everydayshouldbesaturday.com. We always look forward to having him on. And I did check out the website. Arkansas got a mention because of the SEC schedule coming out. So welcome back. How are you?
We did. We made more. We made slightly cheap Petrino jokes, but you know you have to live with that because pretty much everyone in the SEC does now that we're just hiring professionals. There's no more good old boys left in the SEC. We're all about mercenaries now.
That's true. It has become that way. It is an interesting league. So what did you make of the SEC schedule overall and Arkansas specifically when that came out yesterday?
I thought one, the most striking of these would be Georgia. Georgia lucked out like no team I've seen in quite a while. An already easy schedule was made even easier by realignment. They go to Missouri, Kentucky. They have the standard neutral site against Florida, and then they go to Auburn. It's really manageable. They got a smooth ride out of it. The team that did not get a pleasant 2012 handed to them by Mike's Live, the dealer in question is Ole Miss. Ole Miss has one of the worst schedules I've seen in a very, very long time, at Alabama, at Arkansas, at Georgia, and at LSU.
That is sick. I'm looking through it right now. What about for the newcomers? Did you look through Missouri and A&M specifically to see how things shook out for the newcomers?
It's very hard for you to just look at those on the face and say that one team got a decidedly harder draw. I think by schedule, Missouri has the slightly harder draw. They have finished with three straight road games, which is not pleasant. They also get Alabama on the schedule out of the West. Remember, Missouri, of course, being just north of where you sit, is somehow in the SEC East. But Texas A&M has less talent to manage their schedule, and it's not pleasant. They play a full SEC West schedule, and they draw Florida out of the East. It's not going to be fun for them in year one.
Yeah, and, you know, go back to the Ole Miss thing, too, and we've talked about this, I guess. They're hosting Texas out of conference as well, so it is going to be a rough year for Hugh Freeze, so he's going to earn his stripes right away for sure. Spencer Hall joining us in the zone. Every day should be Saturday.com. He's on the Revolution Hotline with us. So we here in Arkansas are getting through. This is actually our final show of 2011. Then we will come back on the 2nd as we get ready for the Cotton Bowl trip. And most of us have not seen a lot out of Kansas State. We talked about them a little bit yesterday from someone or with someone that has watched a few of their games this year. So what's your take on Kansas State and maybe the Cotton Bowl matchup in general?
I like the matchup because it's two very, very opposed, two very opposite ideas of how to win football games. Arkansas would really like to start dropping bombs early and continue through the early fourth quarter, which is one thing that's always been very entertaining to watch about Bobby Petrino football, is that if they start scoring in the second quarter and they keep scoring in the third, they'll do a little bit in the fourth just to keep you entertained. Kansas State, on the other hand, Kansas State is, and I've been calling them this all year, they are the ultimate recession economy football team. They have had so many games this year where they have been outgained, where they have appeared to be feeble on offense, where it looks like they have nothing, and they end up winning by 2 or 3 points. And the way that they do that is by managing the turnover margin and making absolutely no mistakes. So if there's one linchpin for Arkansas to really focus on, it's Tyler Wilson and keep making sure that he's not going to commit any turnovers, because you give Kansas State turnovers and bad, inexplicable things start happening to your football team.
Yeah, and we actually talked about that too. Is this a Kansas State team that tries to shorten the game as much as possible, where they'll run down as much, you know, play clock and everything else that they can to try to shorten the game? And against a team like Arkansas, I'm sure that becomes even more of a key component of their game plan. What about other games you're kind of keeping an eye on? We were looking at the over-under tonight in the game with Baylor, which I don't know if it'll be entertaining, but I love watching Robert Griffin III. I don't know if it'll be competitive, I should say. I think it'll be entertaining regardless. But what are some games you've got circled as far as the bowl season that's left?
Well, interesting you just mentioned the Alamo. Nobody's really talking about the Alamo Bowl, probably because it is the Alamo Bowl and because it involves Washington. Baylor's more of a national draw. But keep in mind, Washington has no pass defense whatsoever, but Baylor hasn't exactly been great on defense either. So, and Chris Polk and the Washington offense can hang points on people. So this should be an entertaining game, I think, through three quarters until Baylor starts, until Washington runs out of bullets and Baylor doesn't. So that could be pretty entertaining. I have a couture pick. I have a little boutique pick, which is sandwiched in between the Compass Bowl and the All-State BCS National Championship game. The GoDaddy Bowl in Mobile, Northern Illinois and Arkansas State, that should be like 66-63 two high-powered offenses, two defenses who are courteous at times to the opposing offense, and a lot of points. So in between the big boys, keep an eye out for the GoDaddy.com Bowl.
Well, you know, we're going to watch it anyway because we're in Arkansas. So, and Arkansas State's defense, it may not be in the top five in the country, but it has vastly improved over last season. So let's give them a little bit of credit, Spencer.
Oh, of course, of course. But this is not, that's not what you're coming to watch the GoDaddy.com Bowl for.
True. No, we like offense. Kind of, it'll be like tonight's game. Let me ask you this. When's the last time that you uttered the phrase, Baylor's more of a national draw?
That would be the first time I have ever said those words.
That's what I thought. I was just checking. Which BCS game outside the championship game are you going to be watching the most closely? Is it the obvious choice with Stanford and Oak State?
I don't think so. I think I'm actually really intrigued by the Rose Bowl. I think Wisconsin versus Oregon is just a really interesting matchup, two very opposing styles. And frankly, the all kind of offense that Oregon runs, not too dissimilar from what TCU ran. So it should be a very, very tight game. I think Oregon presses a lot of buttons that Wisconsin doesn't necessarily like them pressing. I think they're probably going to come out on top in that game. I'm also looking forward to the Outback Bowl, Michigan State versus Georgia, because that's a complete toss-up. So the mystery is appealing there. And the Orange Bowl is underrated. I think Clemson versus West Virginia is going to be I think it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be a game of a lot of points, a lot of passing, and a lot of colossal and entertaining mistakes. So quality viewing right there.
Spencer Hall joining us from everydayshouldbesaturday.com. And if you don't read it, you should. It should be required reading for anybody who loves college football like we do. I'm going to ask you a two-part question here, which is never fair, but I'm going to do it anyway. Best game of 2011 and the best environment you stepped into as far as traveling around for games this year?
Well, the best game, I think, it didn't necessarily involve the best teams, but I think I'll cheat and give you a two-part answer. How's that?
Good.
I think TCU-Baylor on the opening weekend,
yes,
when Baylor stunned TCU, that was then Robert Griffin sort of began his ascent to the Heisman. That was one of the most entertaining. And then it was really hard to beat three touchdowns in the last minute and a half of Notre Dame, Michigan. I don't think those were very good teams. They weren't great teams. And at the time, I don't think they were as good as they were at the end of the year. But the end of that game really sort of defied description. So I'm going to take that. And the best environment I was in all year was Texas A&M. I went to College Station for the first time. And as a curious SEC fan wanting to see what our new brethren look like, it is a magnificent setting and unlike anything else in college football.
No, it is. I've actually never been there for a game, but Kyle Field is impressive when nobody's in it, so I can't imagine what it's like on a game day. We were talking about scheduling, and we've talked a lot about it over the last 24 hours here on the show. If you're just tuning in, it's Spencer Hall from everydayshouldbesaturday.com on the Revolution Hotline. What kind of team do you think Arkansas should go after? I mean, there's two arguments here. You want a high-profile game. We saw LSU play Oregon out of conference and at West Virginia, and then when you win them both, that's great. Alabama, of course, goes to Penn State. And before all the, you know, the deal with Sandusky, that was a, you know, it's a high profile game, tradition rich program, that kind of thing. So I mean, they're stepping out and at least trying to play somewhat competitive. But the other argument is you play in the toughest conference in America by far, obviously when you've got two teams playing in the national title game. But what do you think they should do? Should they, if you were Jeff Long today, put on your AD hat, would you pursue a team that is a high profile team, or would you pursue maybe slightly lesser high profile team and a little more of a rollover game?
I would be sneaky about it. I would try to get a blue chip program at walk-on prices. So I think like Alabama to Penn State was going to be just good enough to make that game respectable, but at the same time, there was very little doubt as to who was going to win that game. I think if Arkansas can manage to play that game and find somebody who's pretty good and has a large national brand, but is probably on the downhill side of program greatness, I think that's probably the pick that you would want. I don't know who that is. You have to look and see who's got an open date. And Arkansas fans know that way better than I do. But if you can find that, that's a great call.
Well, job one is an open date, because that's the thing. At this point in the season, or at this point in the scheduling process, I mean, it's tough to find somebody that you can just fit in there. My guess is they're going to buy somebody out of a game and pay a real premium to get somebody that's reasonable in there, but they're going to have to pay off basically, as that team being a middleman, pay off the team that they're getting them out of the game with. So we'll see how it shakes out. Hopefully they don't have to do that. One last thing here, and, you know, I don't know, I think we'll talk again probably before the title game, but, you know, we can all argue about the BCS. I'm not a fan of it. I don't think most people are. But if you're really looking to get to the best two teams, I think the championship setup is that. You got the best two teams. But the question is, are you okay with a rematch in that game, or would you rather have seen Oklahoma State get an opportunity there?
I would have rather seen them gotten an opportunity, because if this is the model we're moving toward in college football, right, where we're talking about establishing a championship, I think we need to realize, one, that getting the two best teams under the BCS is not always possible, and it's not always necessarily desirable. I'm not saying Oklahoma State isn't on par with those two. I just would have rather have seen that. I really would have, because I've seen this game. I think you get one shot. If we do value the regular season, then we've devalued it, right? If you're a BCS mm-hmm. defender, then we've devalued right. it by rematching them. That's my argument. There really is. Iowa State confounded the entire season. That's, if you want to go back and find like the most important game in the whole end game of the 2011-2012 BCS race, Iowa State was the most important team, because without it, we're not having this discussion. And instead, now we're having a, I think, probably the logical right outcome, but not the one that I would want by viewing, and not the one that as a customer or consumer of college football I would want to watch.
As an Iowa State alum, I would say I've never been more proud. And by that, I mean I've never been proud. So it was a good moment. It was a good moment for the program, without a doubt. So
You've got Seneca Wallace and this.
Yeah, that's it. Seneca Wallace. And, yeah, well, we had Troy Davis was a runner-up in the Heisman. That was previously the high for the program, I think. So, anyway, Spencer, have a great new year. We appreciate you coming in the zone every so often, and we'll catch up with you again maybe when we get through the bowls. And then I want to find out what you do when there's no games going on.
I generally try to get in trouble, but we can talk about that later.
That could be fun. All right, cool. Well, Spencer, we appreciate it. Have a great New Year's.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, Spencer Hall of EveryDayShouldBeSaturday.com. It should be required reading for any college football fan. The guy he's brilliant and twisted, and if you're sensitive, you may not like it, because he'll occasionally take pokes at the teams that you love. But he's just the guy's brilliant. I think he's just fantastic. The website's entertaining, so check it out.